Welcomes you to show 164, one of the featuring series of shows. This one highlights four bands from Glasgow, and the bands are Abel Gance, Comedy of Errors, Grand Tour, and Long Earth. Music information from the four bands, three of which I've caught at the Prog Before Christmas gigs at the Dry Gate in Glasgow. No show last year due to COVID-19. But might there be one this year? Fingers crossed. And if you listen carefully to what Mick from Abel Gance says, you might get your answer. The only band I haven't seen live is Grand Tour, who are scheduled to be playing at Prog Before Christmas in 2018, but Hugh Montgomery had an accident and damaged his hands. And then when they were rescheduled to appear on Prog Before Christmas in 2019, it was the drummer that was ill. They have yet to debut on stage, I believe, so keep your eyes open for that as well. Apart from stunning music from all four bands, there'll be an update on each of the bands from a band member, Mick McFarlane from Abel Gance, Joe Kearney from Comedy of Errors, Hugh Montgomery from Grand Tour, and Martin Haggerty from Long Earth. Recorded, of course, as normal in Erie Studio, overlooking Portree Harbour, for your 24/7 progressive radio station, Progzilla Radio. We are starting off with Abel Gance from The Life of the Honeybee and Other Moments of Clarity. I think that's a cracker of a title. This is the title track from that latest album. If I press this little yellow button, we are off for 3 hours of stunning music, starting with Abel Gance. We'll be right back.
well spent. What you represent. Make you proud. The turnaround draws me found. The ever-changing burden diminishing, not quite finishing. I'd like to say, if I may, my head is full of scenes I won't. Something pleasant, something recountable. A boring sea, a honeybee. The burning sun still searing even now. The same old thread.
seconds tick, the seconds talk, and we don't hear a sound. Asking questions, so many questions, all around me is all that I see. Your conviction, sun's conviction, I can't hear a sound.
Title track there from the 2020 album The Life of the Honeybee and Other Moments of Clarity to get us off and running for this particular show. Very brief bits of information because we want to keep the talk to as little as possible so we can hear more of the music. Abel Gance then, originally formed in 1980, they had a hiatus from 96 to 2006 and they're still active as of 2021. The original band was made up of Hugh Montgomery on keyboards, Hugh Carter, a multi-instrumentalist, Malky McNiven on guitars, and Ken Weir on drums. Alan Reid joined as a vocalist in time to be part of the debut album, Gratuitous Flash, released back in 83, but soon after Alan was off to join Palace, and several changes then took place over the following albums. Gulliver's Travels in 85, Danger of Strangers in 88, Deafening Silence in 94, Shooting Albatross in 2008, Abel Gantz self-titled in 2014, and as we said, 2020 saw the life of the honeybee and other moments of clarity. We're going to move swiftly on, and we're going to move to Comedy of Errors, and the track we're going to start off with. All of these earlier tracks, we've got one from each of the bands in sequence, and they are what you would call the shorter end of the scale. We'll see what we can do. But the first one up from Comedy Errors is a track entitled The Answer.
Thank you.
track up there from our second band from Glasgow, and that is Comedy of Errors, formed in 84, disbanded around 1990, and then reformed in 2011. The original band, Joe Kearney on vocals, Jim Johnson on keyboards, John McPhee on drums, Mike Barnard on guitars, and Steve Stewart, soon to be replaced by Mark Spaulding, on bass. Demos were recorded and refined by members of Palace and released as a mini-album in 86, strongly influenced by both Palace and Abel Gance. Changes in the band membership: Mike Barnard left, Barry Henderson joined on bass, and Mark Spaulding moved to guitar. Further changes in 89 involved Joe leaving and John Cowden arriving on vocals, and the music became more standard rock. The band played regularly around Scotland but faded in 1990. The new incarnation of Comedy of Errors arrived in 2011 and have released four albums, with number five just around the corner. And in fact, the track we took there was The Answer, which comes from the second of the four albums. First album is Disobey in 2011. Second one, Fanfare and Fantasy. I always get that one the wrong way around for some reason. 2013, Spirit in 2015, and House of the Mind in 2017. So first track up there was The Answer. Now, on to band number three. We're not spending too much time nattering away, well, at least I hope not, and that is Grand Tour, the only band out of the four we're playing this evening that I haven't seen live, and I aim to make sure that I'm there when they actually do get on stage. So, the track we're going to start with is from their second album. I'll tell you a bit more about that after we've heard it. This is Grand Tour, and this is Slumber Sweetly.
Dance across my mind.
Slumber Sweetly there from Grand Tour, and that is the last track on their second album, and they have only released two albums so far. Founded back in 2005, the original band, Hugh Montgomery, of course we've heard him before, Abel Gantz on keyboards, he was there in 2005, Andrew Young on guitar in 2005. Joe Kearney joined on vocals 2007 during the Comedy of Errors hiatus, Bruce Levick on drums in 2008, and in 2010, Andrew Young left and he was replaced by Mark Spaulding from Comedy of Errors, together with Joe and Bruce, and then Mark. They're also in Comedy of Errors, which is running in parallel with Grand Tour since 2010, so you might recognise the vocalist. 2015's debut was Heavy on the Beach, followed by 2019's Clocks That Tick But Never Talk, and I believe there is a third album in the pipeline. The track, as I said, we took is Slumber Sweetly, and we're moving on to band number four from Glasgow, and this time it is Long Earth. So we're going to take a track from the second album that they've released. They again have only released two albums, both of which are excellent, and so this is Long Earth, and again I'll tell you a little bit more about them once we hear the first track, and this is We Own Tomorrow, Long Earth.